Welcome back. The Wayne County Register of Deeds says the crime of mortgage and deed fraud is growing throughout the county. And although his office leads the way in criminal convictions for that particular crime, due to his specialized mortgage and deed fraud unit, he believes it's now time for the feds to step in, spiraling out of control. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson is here with more on that story. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Chris. You know, back in 2005, the Wayne County Register of Deeds office put together the largest mortgage deed and fraud unit in the country. Since then, about 380 individuals have been put in prison for mortgage deed fraud, and just as many homes have been returned to their rightful owners in Wayne County. Wayne County Register of Deeds Bernard J. Youngblood says he's now hearing that mortgage and deed fraud is becoming a cancer throughout the country, and he says it's time for the feds to step in.
I think it's time to have a federal law so that these cases can be passed through the federal courts a little faster than what we can do here. So it'd be great to reach out to Senator Stabenow and Senator Peters to get this ball rolling, because it's time.
Youngblood says his office is getting calls from other counties throughout the country because Wayne County is noted as the leader in prosecuting mortgage and deed fraud, and they want to replicate his fraud unit success. I asked Youngblood, why has there been such an uptick in this crime across the country?
I believe it has become an easier crime. There's no blood, there's no guns. It's a white collar crime, but it's, I don't want to say easy to do, but with today's technology, it has made it much more simpler.
Youngblood said back in 2015, his office helped change the notary laws, turning mortgage and deed fraud from a misdemeanor to a felony. If you think you've been a victim of mortgage or deed fraud in Wayne County, the Wayne County hotline number is open to you. That number is 313-224-5869, 313-224-5869. Chris?
Is this something that's been kind of creeping up over the years, or something that spiked recently? How have they been tracking this?
Yeah, it has been creeping up. You know, back in 2005, when this was created here in Wayne County, Youngblood kind of saw that things were starting to get out of hand. So he got together with the county executive and the prosecutor, and they formed this unit, and it's been, you know, doing very well. And now he's seeing, and I think COVID was part of it as well, that it's starting to grow across the country. He told me, he says, there are even prisoners, Chris, in jail who are saying to other prisoners, hey, man, why did you knock over that store when you could just do mortgage or deed fraud? And let me show you how to do it.
Lloyd, that's the biggest thing that jumps out to me, because it wasn't that long ago you would hear these stories. You know, well, that's, come on, that doesn't happen that often, and that's so very difficult to do. The relative ease in the last couple of years that people seem to be perpetrating this now really terrifies people.
It is, and he says it's the technology. He says the technology now is making it so it appears easier, and people are doing it more, and it's kind of growing now across the country. And he says it's time for the feds to come in to have some type of federal law. He says because a lot of these county courts, are backed up due to COVID and other things. And he says he thinks these cases will get through courts faster if it goes through the feds, with some stiffer penalties as well.
To be in prison and go, what are you knocking up the liquor store for?
Right. Yeah, just do this mortgage fraud. Let me show you how to do that. See, it's easier. He says that's how
it really gets out of control.
Absolutely.
That is wild.
Frightening.
It really is. And the fact that it's gotten worse and it's snowballed and now it's really happening all over the country at a higher clip. Is there any indication that the feds are coming in or that they're looking at this at a federal level?
No, well, he didn't say. He just, you know, he did shout out, Senator Peters and Stabenow and say, hey, you know, they need to get on board and try to help get this through. So, as you know, their people listen to this program. So hopefully they're hearing it and they are listening, and maybe Bernie Youngblood and someone from those offices can get together and start something.
Well, look, any fraud is something you got to nip in the bud, and certainly this qualifies. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson. Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you, guys.
In the meantime,